more information on what you've heard? Have a travel question or comment? Just log on to petergreenberg.com. Now, here's Peter.
Peter Greenberg back with you as Eye on Travel continues from the Hampton Inn here in Old Street in London. And of course, you can always reach out to me. You know the drill. Email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem, and we will solve it right here on the air. In fact, let's go right out to the phones. Out in Davenport, Iowa, I've got Sam on the phone. Hey, Sam.
Hello. Good morning.
How can I help you?
Well, next summer, I'm planning to backpack and train across Europe, and I've been trying to figure out the Google flights and trying to figure out when the right time is to buy my initial flight to Europe. I'm not really don't really care when I leave Europe, so I know that'll be more expensive, but I'm trying to save a little bit of money on the in way to Europe.
All right, so let's start from the beginning. You say you want to go next summer. Do you have any idea when?
I plan to leave right around June 16th during that week.
Okay. Well, keep in mind, you're literally at the threshold moment in the calendar where prices go up, right? Anything after June 15th, high season fares go up. So if you can leave a little bit earlier, maybe by 3 days, you might find a less expensive fare. That's number one. Number two, you have no idea when you're coming back, correct?
Correct.
So buying a round-trip ticket is going to trap you. All right, so let's just concentrate on a one-way ticket here. And if you want to do Google flights, right now, look, we're way ahead of time, right? We're 9 or 10 months ahead of time right now. So finding a great fare, you can at least start comparison shopping now. And if you find and you're flying from Iowa to where?
On Google, I'm planning just to hit Europe and see where the cheapest place to get into is. And I'll probably end up flying out of like O'Hare or Midway, maybe St. Louis.
All right. Well, you're not going to fly out of Midway and you're not going to fly out of St. Louis because you're not going to fly in a lot of nonstops to Europe from there. But O'Hare, you will. And look, if you don't mind doing one or two stops, by the way, I mind doing one or two stops. But if you don't mind doing it, you might be able to find some cheaper flights, but it's a big schlep. And you may not find the flights on the same airline, which means you may have to go get your baggage at each stop and then go back and check in again, go through customs, and it's crazy. So my suggestion is try to figure out a nonstop from Chicago that you can connect from out of Iowa. Having said that, you can look online now, and if you can get a one-way fare in early to mid-June, I'll give you some examples. You want to go to the usual suspects, London, Paris, Rome, you'll pay more money. You know that. But if you look at some tertiary or secondary destinations that also have nonstop flights, you might be in better shape. So, for example, look at Iceland Air out of Chicago, right? You'll stop in Reykjavik, but your bags will continue as you will to any point in Europe you want to go. You can find a relatively cheap flight that way. That's one way to go. I do not believe that there's an airline called French Bee, but I do not believe they fly out of O'Hare. They do fly out of Newark, and they fly out of L.A., and they have very cheap nonstop flights to Paris. You also have Norsair, which may be coming into Chicago, but they're definitely flying out of JFK to London. Again, you'll get some very inexpensive fares that way. And then once you're there, what I would suggest you do is the minute you land at any particular first entry point in Europe, then what you want to do is get a Eurail pass and do the rest of your trip by train, or if you want to do it that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I'm planning to buy like either the 60 or 90 day Eurail pass so that I can get on and get off wherever I feel like throughout Europe.
Then you're doing the right thing there. But remember, you've got to buy that pass before you ever leave the US, okay? You got to know that, number one. And number two, you don't need first class. Second class on European trains is so good. Don't worry about it. Okay? Less expensive. And keep in mind, they will say, and the Eurail pass is really amazing now because it applies to so many different trains in so many different countries. The expansion of their network is truly remarkable and well worth it. And if you plan it right, you can do some night trains so that you're not stuck paying for hotels.
That's the overall plan, is to figure out where I can go each night to kind of crash on the train.
Yep, and that's exactly the way you want to do it. So check out those airlines I gave you. Look at O'Hare, or look at O'Hare to fly to, you know, if you want to do a one-stop flight to JFK, if you want to do Norse, or to French B, which would be Newark. That might help you. Keep in mind, the good thing about taking the train with your rail pass is that a little-known tax that they hit you with in the United Kingdom as a user tax, for anybody flying out of a UK airport, it can be expensive. Taking the train, there is no tax like that. So you benefit that way as well. So now, let's go back to your original question about Google Flights. What's great about Google Flights is that if you do find a fare you like right now and you buy it on Google Flights, you can also set in basically an alarm and an alert so that if the fare goes down, you might be able to redo the ticket and save even more money.
Okay.
So that's my suggestion to you now. Remember, you got to buy the Rail Pass before you leave the U.S. in conjunction with the ticket that you're buying. They need to see that.
All right.
All right. And then the other thing I want to tell you versus Amtrak is the trains over there run on time. So don't miss it.
All right. Thank you very much.
You got it, Sam. And have a great trip. And remember, you're still 9 or 10 months ahead. So if you don't find the good fare right now, you don't have to buy it right now. But just take a look for comparison shopping reasons, okay?
Will do. All right. Thank you very much. I enjoy the show.
Hey, thank you much, Sam. We appreciate that. And when we come back, we'll be joined to talk about the new trends for 2025 of where people are going, where they're not going, as we return to the Hampton here in London on Old Street as Eye on Travel continues right after this.
Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Eye on Travel will be right back. You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
And welcome back. Peter Greenberg here with you as Eye on Travel continues from the Hampton Inn in Old Street in London. And of course, you know the drill. You can always reach out to me. Email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. Let's go right to some of those emails. Here's one from Leslie who says, I heard on one of your live shows about airline refunds on airline tickets. Where can I find information on the refunds? Will the travel agency be responsible if the ticket was issued by them, or is it the sole responsibility of the airline? Well, here's the deal. If the airline ticket was issued by the travel agency, then the travel agency would more than likely is going to have to apply for the refund or cash compensation in the event of a delay or cancellation. The new DOT rules, Leslie, are in effect now and mostly affect delays or cancellations. If it's on a domestic flight, if it's a delay of more than 3 hours, your clients are entitled to cash compensation on a sliding scale. If it's an international flight, that delay compensation starts at about 6 hours. And of course, if it's a cancellation, not a delay, then your clients are entitled to an immediate refund. That's been a DOT rule. It's been on the books for a long time, back to their original form of purchase. Okay, here's one from Sarah who writes, our daughter will be studying abroad next semester in Salzburg. How nice. Sound of Music. We would like to purchase travel insurance, but don't know where to start. Could you provide a couple of reputable suggestions? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, first of all, Sarah, let's delineate what we're talking about here. When you go online to make an airline reservation, the kind of insurance you see pop up, which by the way, you have to either opt in or opt out of before you'll even be able to complete the transaction, is called trip cancellation and interruption insurance. You might want to do that if you have a very high investment in a particular cruise or airline ticket, but that's not really what you're talking about for your daughter here. What you're really talking about here is something called medical evacuation and repatriation insurance, so that if she somehow gets sick or injured overseas, let's say in Salzburg, they'll get her home to the medical facility that will help her the best. There are a number of different policies out there. I happen to like MedJet Assist. I also happen to like Travel Guard and Allianz. They're all medical evacuation and repatriation policies. But remember, the language for each is different. You have to read it carefully. A travel agent or a travel advisor can easily sell you that policy. But here's what you need to look out for. Here's where the language differs. On some of these policies, and maybe with not these three, but with some other insurance companies, if you get sick or injured overseas, they're going to determine where they're going to take you to the medical facility and doctor of their choice. You do not want that. You want it to have the option yourself, where the insurance company will consult with your daughter's physician. After all, who knows her medical history better than her own doctor? And then depending on her condition, obviously they'll get her stabilized medically where she is, but then depending on her condition, they will then, if necessary, fly her to the medical facility and doctor of her choice. That's the language that you want. and that's the language you deserve. So go to any travel advisor or any travel agent, say you want to buy medical evacuation and repatriation insurance. And I might also add to you, Sarah, they sell these on a family policy basis too. They're annualized policies, which is what you want. And maybe you buy it for the whole family and include your daughter. But anyway, that's what you need. Trip cancellation and interruption insurance. I mean, if she's spending $6,000 on her ticket to Austria, then maybe. But something tells you she's not. You really want evacuation and repatriation. And I hope that's helpful. I know insurance continues to be, intentional or not, a misleading aspect of the travel experience. And I hope we've been able to clear that up just a little bit. Okay. This one from Michelle says, we had scheduled a cruise with Cunard and they arranged our flights to and from the cruise ship. So basically you wrote the Air Sea package. Okay. We went to the Phoenix airport to learn that our American Airlines flight would be delayed while they were fixing a toilet. They made a few more announcements, adding additional time delays until they finally announced that the flight would be delayed another 3 hours. Boy, that's one big toilet. By then, it was impossible to find a combination of flights that would get us to London and be able to travel to Southampton in time to make the cruise. The American Airlines representative pretty much said, too bad. So we got in an Uber and headed home. While en route, my husband called our travel agent to ask how to get a refund. After many phone calls to American Airlines, Cunard, and the travel insurance company, and this one was Aon, A-E-O-N, we were told that we could not get a refund even though we had purchased the travel insurance. It gets better. We were actually told that we should not have left the airport, but booked the next available flight to London and then to the next port on board the ship, even though that would not be for another 4 days. By then, a third of the cruise would be over. All right, here's the problem. First of all, I'm going to start with day one. You were flying on the day before you were going to take the cruise. Nobody should ever do that. If you're flying overseas and on a domestic cruise destination, you should never do that either. You should never fly on a Saturday morning to get to a cruise that's leaving Saturday afternoon, right? Too many things that can go wrong. Here, you didn't have that extra day. You should have gone to London the day before, overnighted, then gone to the cruise. That would have been the best way to go, but you didn't do that. So now let's talk about the insurance. The insurance policies differ in language. In many cases, they will pay to get you to catch up to the ship and give you a prorated refund of what you didn't spend. That's the way the policy language usually reads. You need to go back and look at that policy language. That's what I think you needed to know. And your travel agent should have told you this. Here's my question. Did you call the travel agent first when you found out your flight was delayed? I want you to email me. Peter@petergreenberg.com. Give me more details before I can reach out to either the insurance company or Cunard. But right now, my instincts tell me the policy was clear about this, and you either didn't know about it or you didn't ask. So get me that information, and I'll help you, okay? That music means we're out of time for the entire show. Lots of people to thank. Amanda Morris doing the work over here. Jeff Ryder doing the boards in Connecticut. Laura Ford, Caroline Logan, and Kadri Lemon from all the folks at Hampton over here in London. We thank you so much. And we will see you next week from another distant location around the world. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.